You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Have you heard of the Bean Boozled Challenge?
Uh-uh.
It's a little box of jelly beans, and it's bright red. Mm-hmm. And the box says, how hot can you handle? And it's got five different jelly bean flavors that are based on really hot peppers. So they've got a Carolina Reaper in there, a ghost pepper, whatever. It's like infused with the oils.
Okay.
And you just got to reach in and take one. You don't really know what you're going to get, I guess, and you eat it. And of course, you know, my son had it. I was like, give me that. And he had some buddies over. So I popped one in my mouth and started chewing it and, you know, had like no reaction. I was holding it back and it was really hot. And then I pulled a total dad move and I grabbed the box from him and poured about five more jelly beans into my hand and put them mm-hmm. all in my mouth
to be
and chewed them
dad.
Up to be tough dad. Let me just tell you, it took about 3 hours before I got the feeling back in my tongue. It was so hot and so bad. I made a horrible mistake by doing that.
That's
I was sweating
great.
And the snot was coming out. I was just holding milk in my mouth trying to cool down. And it felt like my tongue
this,
was going to fall
you
out.
Know, you're sitting there giving me a cautionary tale. And what's my first reaction?
I got to well,
yeah.
try
that.
That's the first thing I was like, I got to try these. How hot can they be? You know, they're jelly
beans. I
don't
want to put four or five in my mouth at once, but I would definitely try one.
I don't recommend that at all.
I
do
can't. You know what?
That.
I'm gonna. What I would like to try it out on is with Gretch because she loves spicy hot foods, and spicier the better.
That's how
and
I am.
I have yet to find something that she considers too spicy and too hot. In other words, she is a beast when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
so I would love to. Like, buddy. I'm much wimpier. I love spicy hot stuff. I do. But she, like, puts me to shame. So I'd love to. Where do you find this stuff?
A friend actually gave Reed this little box of jelly beans, but I'm sure
hey,
you can
hey
find
kid,
it.
Hey, kid, you want a box of candy?
Yo, you want some hot candy? Bean Boozled by the Jelly Belly Company. And I'm sure you can find them online. But, man, my tongue was hurting. It was bad.
That's funny. Here's a note we got on Facebook. You can find us there if you search Dom and Jeremy. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Amy wrote in and she said, and by the way, we're going to open up the text line right now, too. You can call us or text us if you want to sound off on this. She says, my best friend wanted to set me up with one of her old friends, but I said no because his name is Tyler.
It's a solid
she says,
name.
I was engaged to a man named Tyler and had to break it off when I found out he was cheating on me with more than one woman. That was 7 years ago, and I still won't go out with anyone named Tyler.
Well,
she says, meaning her best friend, I guess, she says it's stupid to have that rule, but she just doesn't understand. I wonder if you or your listeners get it. And that's from Amy.
It's not stupid. I mean, because as soon as you say Tyler, you're thinking of your previous relationship. And I mean, it doesn't even have to be previous relationships. It can be, you know, somebody that's done you wrong or a teacher you hated in school or, you know, we used to have a big boss here named Brenda. I could never date a Brenda because I would, you know, think of our boss. And then my biggie is Jessica. That's my sister's name. I could never be intimate with somebody named Jessica.
Just because they have the same name as your sister?
Well, the whole time, who are you thinking of? Your sister. Every time you say the name Jessica that I've known for 40 years, that would be
so you put all Jessica's off limit just because you have a sister with that.
Sorry, Jessica's, I wouldn't be able to date you.
Come over here, Jessica's. You're fine with
Dom
me.
Dom loves Jessica's.
My sister's name is Donna. And I have another sister, Deanne. Deanne and Donna, and I've never gone out with either a Deanne or a Donna that I recall, but I didn't intentionally make them off limits.
Deal breaker. Sorry.
I wouldn't care about that.
You could be the
I'm
most
trying to think
beautiful,
if I don't think,
intelligent,
I,
you know.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a name that would be off limits.
Nothing?
I don't think so.
That's
interesting, but you can't be alone. Well, obviously, you and Amy.
Yeah.
You guys cannot be alone. Jeremy says
bad
he
news.
Will not date a Jessica because
ever.
He has a sister named Jessica.
Can't do it.
We've got some funny texts coming in. Ashley says, I'm a kindergarten teacher. There were so many names off limits when it came to naming our baby. So many.
I've had that exact conversation with a former teacher of my kids, and she got pregnant, and she's like, there was so many names we couldn't name our kid because they were associated with horrible kids in her class. She's like,
that's
got to
happen more often than we think.
Yeah. You're like, no, can't. That little John was
Aaron
a jerk.
Aaron says, I wouldn't date a Cassandra growing up. I was adopted and had a biological sister somewhere named Cassandra. So as to not possibly ever date her, I avoided all Cassandras. Now
that's great.
Is kind
that's
of funny.
Funny.
He's like, I have a biological sister out there somewhere. All I know is her name.
Yeah. Nope. I like this one from 2819. I agree with Jeremy. I wouldn't be able to be with someone that has the same name as a family member or an ex. My mother-in-law is married to a man that has the same name as her brother and as her dad. I have always found that very disturbing.
It's
LOL.
It's just a name, people.
Michelle says, I could never be with a Jared because all I think about is the creepy subway guy. Sorry to all the Jareds out there. Your name is forever tainted.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor Jareds.
An evil Heather wrote to us. She says, this is ridiculous. I've dated many 2.0s. Ryan 2.0, Kyle 2.0.
That's funny.
You're eliminating a significant number of guys, especially with Tyler. That's from Heather. I agree with you, Heather. I can't see me ever having a problem with a name. And it must not be a problem for my older brother because he was married to a Julie and they got divorced and then they remarried. So he married that Julie twice.
Yeah.
Then they got divorced again. He remarried another woman named Julie.
He can't get enough of the Julies.
So three marriages, two Julies. He has no problem with that name. So it must run in the family. We just don't care about the name.
It does get confusing because you got to say Julie 1, Julie 2.
Yeah, and it was funny because for a while I dated a woman named Julie, and I always thought it might be kind of funny if we ever got married or something, there would be yet another Julie in the family.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
there's a Jenny. Let's talk to Jenny.
Jenny, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Jenny, what's the name?
So, Janet.
Janet.
Because she teased me relentlessly with a ventriloquist dummy when I was about 5 years old. And she would wake me up in the morning and this dummy would be going, ah, blah, 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 you know, and I was scared to death of that dummy. And she would put it in the closet and go to school or go wherever she went. And I was, whenever she wasn't there, that dummy would be sitting in the closet looking at me. So I could not sleep. I could not get away from it. I had to keep my eye on it so it wouldn't come after me.
All because of evil Janet.
All because of evil Janet. And every time I meet somebody named Janet, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
You think of that doll staring at you.
I think
Jenny!
With his little jaw going, bah, 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 bah.
Jenny, open the closet door.
Yeah. Open the door.
Let
and she
me
would
out.
Leave a crack with the doll so I could see through the crack of the door.
Just the single eye staring out at you.